just the way around. Ibchamai, what's going to be for the width? Does namaltra help? Like in picture 138. If you have an namaltra, it means the opening to the movi is more than 10 amis wide. So you put a kaira on top. Namala kaira doesn't help if it's more than 10 amis wide. But what about if this kaira has special pictures on it? Special tsiyurim. That you can look at it because it looks funny. So maybe an amaltra is matter even though it's wider than 10 amis. What's going to be the locham? And who adin, lui tsuri the pesach is more than 10 amis high, can you put a tsuras a pesach? Does that help by the gvoya also? Hey, sipchamai, what about the other way around? So the more toshma, I'll bring you rayim. Titania, movui shu gvoya meyesramama. You have a movui that the walls are more than 20 amis high. Is aloha yamayit. You have to bring it down. V'yim yesh to tsuras a pesach, ein et tsarach lamayit. If you have a tsuras a pesach, then it is ein et tsarach lamayit. As even though it's more than 10 amas high, meaning more than 20 amas high, still is kosher. So you see, klar, tzuras ha-pesach helps, even though it's higher than 20 amas. What about amaltra baruch b'mai? So what about the second shaila though? So we have a raya, tzuras ha-pesach helps both ways. Whether the opening is too wide, or the opening is too tall, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, then it's kosher. Now what about an amaltra? So far we only saw an amaltra helps if the kaira is too high. If the kaira is more than 20 amas high, if you have an amaltra, it's pictureful, you could see it, you notice it, then it's kosher. What about baruch b'mai? What about if the opening is more than 10 amas wide, and you have the kaira on top that has pictures on it, that you notice it, is it kosher or not? Toshima, the Tanya, mavui shul gavoya miyesram amas. If you have a mavui that's 20 amas high, is yamayit. The answer is first, bring it down. Either bring the kaira down, or else lift the floor up, make boards on the floor to lift it up. For harachav meyeser, let's say it's wider, the opening is wider than 10 amis, is also yamayit. Put kanim on the side to make the pesach less than 10 amis wide. V'yemyesh to etzuras ha-pesach ein etzorach lamayit. If you have a tsuras ha-pesach, you have a corner on one side, a corner on the other side, and a corner on top of them, a regular tsuras ha-pesach, is ein etzorach lamayit. So pasha, this means both ways. Whether the wall is too high or whether the wall are too wide, still a tsuras ha-pesach helps. V'yem yesh lo yamaltra, and who adin if you're using a kaira, and the kaira has an amaltra, either it means pictures on it, that's the Rambam's pshat and the Mechaber at this, like picture 138, or else we had before pictures, Rashi pshat was an amaltra, means there are pieces of wood sticking out on the side of the kaisel that makes you look up, so even though the kaira is lamala, mechav still is kosher. Here it says, you have these things, you don't have to make it smaller, you don't have to bring it down. So, my lava maltri helps even in the sefer, where we say where the opening is wider than 10 amis. Still, an amaltra helps. So you have a right to our shailam. Amaltra is not only where it's too high, and even if it's too wide, like in picture 138, then you have the kaira going on top, if you have pictures on the kaira, it'll be mutter. So tomorrow, no, loya ratio. That it says our maltra helps, it only helps in the ratio where the curve is too high. If it's 20 yamas high, then the svar is you don't notice it. But we say if it has special pictures on it, then you would notice it. Benachnami, if the movi is too wide, if it's more than 10 yamas, then our curve would not help. Even if you have an amaltra, it wouldn't help. The only etzah to do with such a movi, if it's more than 10 yamas wide, is to make a tsuras ha-pesach. Or else you might, or else the maisa, make the opening less, or up until 10 amas. So the Mara, Masni lo Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kaimei de Rav. He learned this over in front of Rav. That what einat tzorach lamayit. He learned that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, is einat tzorach lamayit. Trashi, no Rashi yet. So he learned like we're learning until now that even though the opening to the mavui is more than 10 amas wide, if you have it, tzuras ha-pesach is kosher. Omalei, Rav answered back, Omalei yisnayu. You know how you should learn. Tzorach lamayit. No, even if you have it, tzuras ha-pesach, but if the width is more than 10 amas wide, a tzuras ha-pesach does not help. That's Rav's halacha. So drash to tap rash yisnayu tzorach lamayit, afilu yesh to tzuras ha-pesach. Even if you have it, tzuras ha-pesach, that was Rav Shita. And that was the Gemara on the Beis and the Amud Beis that said, Rav learns, why do the Rabbanan say that up until 10 Amis is called a Pesach? Because we learn it out of the Heichel. The Heichel was 10 Amis wide, and that was called a Pesach. Now the Gemara asked the Kashem, the Heichel had a Tzuros HaPesach to it also. So if you're learning out from the Heichel, even if you have a Tzuros HaPesach, it shouldn't be kosher more than 10 Amis. So Gemara says, Einachanami, according to Rav, that's halacha. Rav is the one that says that we learn out. Rav is the one that says we learn out. Rav is the one that says you learn out the sheer yud from the heichel, and the heichel has its surah of Pesach. So you see, even with its surah of Pesach, it's only kosher in 2 yud and not more than yud. So Melo Rav Taka learns here sarach lamayit, that even though you have a surah of Pesach, it doesn't help. But that's Rav's shita. But halacha we don't hold like Rav. Halacha we hold that surah of Pesach helps, even though the Pesach is wider than 10 amis, still it's kosher. So the Gemara says that Rav wasn't. It's only Rav that says like this. But we don't hold like him. Omer Rav Yosef, midivir Rabbeinu Nilmat. From we learn from this halacha here that chotzer sheruba psachim. That's from divrei Rav. We're going to learn that if you have a chotzer sheruba psachim v'chaloynis, rov of the chotzer is made up from doors and from chaloynis, from windows. In other words, the porous, the opening, is more than the omud. Like in picture 139. We have a chutz, so you have 4 walls going all around, but rove of the walls have either windows or else doors to it. So you have such a chutz, that rubai, psochim v'chaloinois, is eina niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. I tell you, such a chutz does not help b'tzuras ha-pesach. According to Rav, it does not help b'tzuras ha-pesach. So the more my timer, why not? Why shouldn't the b'tzuras ha-pesach help? My timer. If any Pesach is more than 10 amos wide in a mavoi, it's possible. Who adin uporitz meruba loy made oiser bechotzer? Who adin, anytime the opening is more than the oimid, than the mechitzer is, it's also possible by a chotzer. If the opening is more than the omud, it's possible. Now, ma yoiser meyeser. Just like if you say, if you have only one opening, even though most of it all over is closed, but you have one opening, and this opening is more than 10 amos wide, you're telling me it's possible. According to you, Rav, say, a tzuras pesach does not help. Or I'll tell you, af parutz meruba alaymid. Who adin, when you have more openings than you have closed, the parutz is more than the aymid, hoise b'chotzer. That it by itself is also by a chotzer pshita. If there wouldn't be a tzuras ha-pesach, also this picture, it all has tzuras ha-pesach. There's always a closing on top. But lo yitzuyu, all the openings wouldn't have a tikra, wouldn't have a covering on top of it. It'll all be just wide open. So pshita will be posel. Whenever you have rive porets, is more opening than closed, pshita, that's posel. So v'zeh, I'll tell you, ain't a nitiv a tzuras ha-pesach. Who are then, even like this picture, where you have a tzuras ha-pesach, where you have a tikra on top of it, still it should be possible. As according to Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach does not help where it's wider than 10 Amis, who adin that Tzuras HaPesach should not help, even though you have Oymid, even though you have Peretz, Merub al Oymid, still it shouldn't be good. That's Halacha. So tomorrow night, maybe there's no Raya. I tell you, Ma L'Yoysim Yeser. In a case where it's wider than 10, Ma L'Yoysim Yeser. Ho'ayse B'movi. There it's a bigger Chumrah. Where the opening is wider than 10 amos, there is gefelich. Why? Shekain lo hirtarta boy eitzo pasi birois le Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir Shita, pasi birois, we had yesterday, that the Rabbanu will make them. If you have the bor full of mayim in the middle of Rishus Rabin, so you'll have to put up just 4 demudim, four just pieces of wood at the 4 corners. So Rebbe Yehuda Shita we had yesterday was, it's good even though they're 13 and a third amos apart. Remeya dingzich there. Remeya says they're only matter until yud amos apart. It can't be more than 10 amos apart. If they're 10 amos apart, it's possible. That's the loch of a pasi berois. So you see, according to Remeya, once it's more than 10 amos, the rabbonim were not matter even by pasi berois. That was, again, that was the picture before of 121. 121 was the picture. That even though, according to Remeya, if it's more than 10 amos apart, it's possible. Yeah? But 10 amos is kosher. That's by Pasi Brois. Now, what's the loch over there? Tayama b'paretz meruba aloimid ho'ose b'chotzer shken hitartu eitzo Pasi Brois. Ma'ashenken the loch that of a paretz is more than the oimid. If you have more opening than closed, we're saying that's possible by stam chotzer. What about Pasi Brois? By Pasi Brois, the Rabbanu will make all. Pasi Brois here, the zicha more opening than there is closed. The closed is only 2 amas on each side. one and one arm on each side, and open is 10 amas in between. So you see the Rabbanim were more makel with this psul of the porets being meruba than the oimid, than they were by the din of yud amas. So you see the opening of yud more than yud amas is a more chomadik psul than the psul of being more open than mechitza. Because pasi biroi is, according to Rav Meir, we're makel even though there's more opening than closed. There's a bigger pirtza than there is omid. Still it's mutter. Mashenka, if the pirtza would be more than yud amas, it's puzzle. So you see a psul of being wider than 10 amas is a bigger psul than poritz ruba loimid. So Mela, according to Rav, Rav says that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. When does Rav say Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help? Only if it's wider than 10. So I tell you, Badafka, when it's wider than 10, that's a bigger psul. So there, even a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. Mashenka, in our case, we have this chotzer, that rove of the pirtzes. There are more pirtzes than mechitzes. So maybe here it would be kosher with the Tzuras HaPesach. Because the psul of being more pirtza than mechitza is not such a chomadik psul. Because you see, by pasti broyis, they were mekel. By pasti broyis, there's more opening than there is closed. And still we see we're mekel. So you see, this is a less of a psul than it is rochav meyud. So Mela, it's no raya. It could be Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help where it's rochav meyud. But where it's not Roch of Mayud, just there are more openings than closure, then maybe it's Mutter with Tzuras HaPesach. See, I have no right from here what Rabbi hold in such a case. That's the more saying. Yeah, I love it's a passive royce, a divri akil. Mela, you have no right. So the Gemara, Lema Masayle. Come, I'll bring you raya. The shal now again is the Tzuras HaPesach help in the case where this porot oimid meruba. There's more pirtza than there is oimid. What's the raya? Lame Masaile. Defano is halolu. If you have walls, sheru bon sochim bechalonois, that rove of the walls are made up with openings, with doors, and with windows, is still mutter. Still it's mutter. Ubovado, she oimed rubala porots. You should know you have to have more oimed, more mechitza, than you have porots, you have opening. For the Gemara, that can't be. He sherubam sakadaitach. If you can tell me rove of it is made out of doors, and windows, so how could you tell me it's more oimid than parts? How can you tell me there's more mechitza than pirtza? If you have rove windows, so pshita, rove is open, then it is closed. Elimora ele'ema, shariba bem sochim vechaloinis. Not there were rove windows and doors. Navah, the rove of the mechitza was a good mechitza. Just there were a lot of windows and a lot of doors in this wall. Obavad, shay oimid ruba la parts. But avad, it's only kosher when you have oimid rubala porots. Smell, there's no raya from here that Tzuras HaPesach would help. Avad, we're talking about where there's oimid rubala porots, that's why it's kosher. But if it wouldn't be oimid rubala porots, maybe there'll be no raya. No, forget, this is still a good raya. No, it says, elamai bovad, she oimid rubala porots. So you see, even though here we have, the chur kosher is, even though there are Tzuras HaPesach here, still, it's only kosher if you have oimid ruba la parts. You have more mechitza than you have pirtza. Mashmif, there'll be more pirtza, the openings, the chalainos, and the doors would be more than the mechitza, it'd be posel, even though you have a Tzuras HaPesach. This is a raya that, according to Rav, will be posel, even with a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Gemara name is no raya. Omer Rav Kana, kitan yehi bepischi shimoi. We're talking about these type of psochim here, doesn't mean a real good Pesach that has the same Tzuras HaPesach to it. Like in the picture 139, all the tops are a good Tzuras HaPesach. Now we're talking about Pischi Shimoi, that it doesn't have a shame Tzuras HaPesach to it. Something is missing. We'll soon see what's missing. Trashi Pischi Shimoi means Psochim Shemimim, like ruined ones. Lishnachrina Psochim Mikukolim. Shemachusarin Tikin. It's missing a Tikin. For the Gemara, my Pischi Shimoi, what is the Pischi Shimoi, what's missing here? Pligibor Rav Ruchumi Rav Yosef. Chadoma the Lestle Shakfi. It doesn't have any Shikfi. So Rashi learned Shikfi mezuzos. Hey, the side walls are no good. Shenechlutzu avonim mikanu mikan even yoytzes v'even nechnesis v'ainzut tzuras haPesach. It's not called a good tzuras haPesach. Like in picture 141. 141, the two side walls of it is not called a good tzuras haPesach according to Rashi, because since one brick sticks out, one brick sticks in, one brick is out, one brick is in, that's not called the good Tzuras HaPesach. Has to be a straight beam going down to this side, and a straight beam going down to this side. If the beam goes zigzag, that's not called the good Tzuras HaPesach. That's Rashi's pshat. That's a psul from Shikfi. The Chadom, another one says it, the Lestle Tikra. No, could be that alone would be called good side walls. But it's missing Mechala Tikra on top, like the picture 140, like Rashi's picture here. That even though it has two side walls, but the Pesach on top of the Pesach is open the Gamri. So Mele, in such a case, it'll be possible. So there, Pshita, if you're going to have more opening than you have closure, so that's called Poritz Meruba Mi Oimei, and Avada, there it's possible. Would have been good Surah Pesach, like a picture 139, maybe it would have been mutter. So from here you have no raya what Rav would hold. Maybe Rav holds Surah Pesach does help where it's Poritz Oimid Meruba. I hear it says it's no good, because here it's talking about Pitzchei Shemoi that they don't have a good shame Surah Pesach. So more of the Yaf Rav Yechanin Savala Lahod Rav. Rav Yechanin also holds like Rav. That if something is wider than 10 Amos, a Surah Pesach does not help. The Yomar Rovin Bar Ravada, Omer Reb Yitzchak, Maisa Biyod Mechad, a Maisa happened with one person, Mibikas Beis Chursen, that's the place where he was, Bikas Beis, Rashi Shem Mokim, name of a place, Shenoetz Dalet Kondisin Biarba Pino Sasoda. He stuck in the ground four poles on the four different ends of the Soda. Kav Dalet Kondisin, like we make a chuppah. Here's some picture 143. He had dalet four sticks sticking up on the four sides of the soda. O motach zumoira aleim, and he stretched on top of them the zumoira, the vines across on top to make it look like a tzuras pesach here. O bo ma'isof nechachom, and the chon yestes ma'isof nechachomim, the tirular linyan klayim. They were matter nageya to klayim that it has a shein mechitza. Like Lamoshel, let's say you have this picture, the four sticks. And you have a Surah of Pesach, you have the Zemurahs going across on top. See, if this is called a good Surah of Pesach all around, it's called like you have Mechitzis. When you have Mechitzis, you're allowed to plant a kerem, the vines inside, and right outside you can plant Zeroyim. There'll be no risk that Klai is Zeroyim. Klai is Zeroyim, if you have a Mechitzis in between, that's like picture 143. You're allowed a mamash have right connected to the wall. On one side you have the grapes growing, on the other side you have the wheat growing. If you have a real Mechitzis there'll be no risk that Klai is Zeroyim. So what did now that you only have a Tzuras HaPesach, he also said that's called like a Mechitza. A male in your client, there's no issue. You're allowed to plant inside the vines, and right outside you can plant this Zeroyim. That's what this Maisa was. So Drashi, Umotach Zmer Agadayim, Mizel Ezeh Kein Tzuras HaPesach. Then now it would look like you have a Tzuras HaPesach here. So he's mat with linyan klayim, shimyesh gefanim b'teich ha-kondisin. If you're growing grapes inside, is mutel lizroya somochlem chuslem chitza. Right outside this Surah Pesach, you'll have to start planting wheat. Kiritnan, hoye geder bintayim, if you have a geder wall in between, zeh somoch legeder mikan, he's allowed to plant grapes, zeh somoch legeder mikan, he's allowed to plant his wheat. There's no issur klai zroyim. There also, there's no issur klai kerem here. That's what they said. The Yomer Reshlokish said on this Maisa, Kederach Shetirular Linyan Klayim, Kachatirular Linyan Shabbos. The same Allah would apply Linyan Shabbos. This is called Rosh Hashayachid. Since you have four Tzuras HaPesach, a Tzuras HaPesach has a Shein Mechitza, so inside here is a Rosh Hashayachid, and that's the way we make all our Erevs. All the Erevs in camp, wherever you make an Erev, has a Tzuras HaPesach going all around, and inside it's called Rosh Hashayachid. Like Reshlokish says here. The Joshlin Yin Shabbos, the Talta B'toicha. You're allowed to be Metaltal inside it. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Leklayim Etiru. Enach Nami, it's Mutif, for Klayim, it's called the Mechitza. You're allowed to plant inside and right outside. Etiruloi. Linyin Shabbos, Le Etiruloi. But on Shabbos, though, you're not allowed to be Metaltal inside. It's not called the Rishus HaYochin. So tomorrow, B'mayaskin, what are we talking about? If you want to say you made the Tzuras HaPesach the wrong way, Minatzad, like picture 144. You did not put the Zmiris on top of the beams the way it's supposed to. Or else a picture 145 is called the Tzuras HaPesach that's made Minatzad. Halacha Tzuras HaPesach is that the top beam on top has to go straight across on top, above the two sides. You put it on the side, that's not called the good Tzuras HaPesach. Here, that's what you're telling me, that's what we're talking about here. The Stama went along the side. Rav Chizda said that's a postulate Surah HaPesach. So how could Rosh Lakish say it's kosher then in Shabbos? And even in the klein, why should it be kosher? It's mamas apostle at Tzuras HaPesach if it's made min atzad. Ela, you have to say Ela Agaban. Avad, we're talking about here where they made a good Tzuras HaPesach, the Zmoiris, the vine, went on top of the Dalet condition. It had a good shame Tzuras HaPesach. So, Vazayev Amai, how are we talking about? How wide is it? Elaim Abiesa was only 10 amas wide. That's what we're talking about. Elaim Abiesa is Behol Leim Rabbi Yechon B'Shabbos Loi. How could Rabbi Yechon say for Shabbos is not called Mishus Yochid? Why not? Avad, everybody holds the Tzuras HaPesach helps within 10 amas. So how could he ding zich? Elamo Elalav B'Yosem Yeser. Elamai the Machlokes is here where these Dalet Kedisin was more than 10 amas apart. And he had a good string going across on top. So it had a good shame Tzuras HaPesach. Resh Lakish holds the Tzuras HaPesach helps even though it's wider than 10 amis. And Rav Yechonen holds like Rav, no, that if it's wider than 10 amis, but Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. And Agav, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help wider than 10 amis. He paskins like Rav. So according to the Rambam, a lot of men are over the Erevin, the Zichah doesn't know. But the Maisa, we paskin the Kudu, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin not like that. Halacha, we hold that a Tzuras HaPesach helps even though it's wider than 10 amis. Whatever wants to be choshev for the Rambam sheet, if it's wider than 10 amis, it's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. So Chura, it's right, Rabbi Yechon holds wider than 10 is no good. So it's Gemara Loi. Maybe no, that's not the Rabbi Yechon Shita. L'yoylam b'yester, we're talking about now, it's only exactly 10 amis or less apart, the four beams. Of the Zoy, what's the Machloikis? O min atzad, and Enochanami, the Zemuris did not go on top of the beams, no, they went on the side of the beam. O but Rabbi Chizda kamiflagi, that's good for the Machloikis in Rabbi Chizda. That Rish Lakish holds, doesn't hold like Rav Chisda, even though it's Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is kosher, even for Shabbos. And Rav Yechon holds like Rav Chisda, I'll call upon it for Shabbos. That for Shabbos, if it's min atzad, it's not called a mechitza. But for Kalayim, even though it's min atzad, it's also called a mechitza. Hey, it's the mechitzas of Kalayim are different than Shabbos. Like Rashi says, O Rav Chisda pligi, Rish Lakish less than Rav Chisda b'chlal. Rav Yechon is led Rav Chisda k'sava, kiyom Rav Chisda l'Shabbos. When does Rav Chisda say that it's min atzad, it's possible only for the Shabbos? Avol klayim, afilu min atzad, every Tzuras HaPesach, the Shabbos chomer m'klayim. Shabbos is more chomer than klayim. That's what we're talking about. You have these zmoris went on the sides of the kedisim. So according to Resh Lakish, that's also kosher. Rav Yechon says, no, it's possible. But it's only possible because it went on the side. Ben Echtam, if it went on top, it could be even wider than 10 would be kosher. So the more yet for Rami, the Resh Lakish, the Resh Lakish, the Stephen Resh Lakish. The Yomar Resh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. He said over the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina,